Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Some people really just don't enjoy music. Research by Josep Marco Polaris, associate professor of psychology at the University of Barcelona, suggests that a select section of the population exhibit a condition in which they can't and don't respond to music.
Does everybody like music? In order to test the statement that everybody loves music, we selected 10 participants with low values in sensitivity to music, 10 with standard values, and 10 with high values in a questionnaire of music reward. We were sure that all the participants correctly perceived music and that people in the three groups were equal in their sensitivity to other pleasure stimuli. Then, participants perform a musical task in which listen to pleasure music from a fixed set of 13 pieces and from 3 pieces they brought from home as being their most preferred ones. We also measured their autonomic nervous system responses, heart rate and skin conductance, while they were performing the task. We observed that the participants in the anhedonic group showed no variations in the autonomic responses associated to pleasure music, in contrast to the other two groups, which presented clear increase in their physiological activity associated to pleasure music, especially when they were having a child. As a control, participants also played a gambling task for monetary reward in order to test whether this lack of activity was specifically associated to music. Participants in the musical anhedonia group showed normal responses to monetary rewards. Therefore, these results suggest that there are people which do not get pleasure with music but are able to get pleasure from other stimuli. This result also indicates that the different types of rewarding stimuli have different accesses to the reward system and that, therefore, for each person there might be stimuli that are more effective than others to induce pleasure.
That was Josep Marco Polaris of the University of Barcelona. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.